or in Simen Tav Samach Aleph Siv Hey, the Mechaber says, Im afu chametz im matzah, if you bake chametz with matzah, lo ne'esra im kein elin kein naga b'chametz. It doesn't become prohibited unless the matzah actually touches the chametz. V'noto v'makom shen naga k'dein netila makom v'ashar mutter, you just separate off a piece, k'dein netila, that amount, from the place where it touched it, and the rest will be permissible. The Mishnah Berurah says that we see over here that the reyach pas iser, the pas heter, is not considered to be anything. If it's just reicha, just it's cooked in the same oven, it's a dry food and it's just cooked in the same oven, so it's not going to prohibit. It's just a place that touches, so that is going to require koshering. And the same thing with the oven. The area of the oven where the chametz touched is going to require koshering, but the rest will be fine. The Mishnah Berurah says that the size of Kedei Netila is the width of the average pointer finger. The Ramah adds, matzah shenit kapla betaner, matzah which became folded over in an oven, udvuka achein sholei shama'esh, so since it has a folded over spot, so the fire doesn't go into the bubble that's there, osur noso tocha pesach, during Pesach it's prohibited, afashar matzah shabatanam mutarim, but the rest of the matzahs in the oven are going to be permissible. The Mishnah Berurah explains that since it's stuck and folded over and the fire doesn't get to it, we're afraid that it's going to become chametz during that time before it gets cooked. And since it's all attached, the whole matzah, so then the whole matzah now becomes prohibited. But the rest of the matzahs in the oven is going to be permissible because something dry doesn't prohibit something else unless there's a liquid that is able to transfer the ta'am between the two. The Ramah adds, the kodem pesach ein la'asor rak mimakom dibuka. Before Pesach, only the area that is folded over is going to be prohibited. Matzah nefucha b'emtziyasa asura, avalim ala ala akurum kederech sh'ola ala pas v'shasafia muteris. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are two explanations as to what matzah nefucha means. One is that there's a split in the width of the matzah in the middle, and the top part is sticking up. The other is that there's no split at all. Rather, just there's like a bubble in the matzah in the middle, like a fold. And the Achronim say that we have to be machmer both, that all the matzah is going to be prohibited. If there's just small, tiny bubbles on the matzah, so then the Aruch HaShulchan says we don't have to be concerned for those because every matzah is going to have some small bubbles. It's only if there's a large bubble the size of a nut or something like that that you're going to run into a problem. But what the poskim say, including Rav Chaim Pelagi, says that you should always have a rav that you bring your matzahs to beforehand to get them checked to make sure that there's no shilas in them, since these shilas do come up. The Ramah continues, "Mishnei matzah shocho zol zol betaner." If two matzahs are one on top of the other in an oven, kodem afiyasan, before they were baked, asurim, they're prohibited. Davik matzah kvula, because it's like it's folded over, the fire is not going to get to the middle of it. Chein ishizar shelo yigu zeba zeba tanam brodan lach, and so too, when they're still moist, she makes sure they're not touching. Ki enu resholi, b'makom nigiyasan, u'balin dechimetz, because then it's not going to get hot in that spot, it's not going to bake that spot, and it's going to end up becoming chametz. Again, most of these shilas don't happen for us, because we buy our matzahs, or even if we're making our own matzahs, we're making them somewhere with reliable mashgichim who are there, who make sure that these things don't happen. But if you are purchasing matzahs, or you buy a box of matzahs and you're nervous that there's a fold in them, so one should bring it to a posik to have it looked at and not paskin these shilas on their own.